To love her when you can't look in the mirror. Another empty bottle don't make call him, but his phone hasn't been ringing. Thought it was your problem, turns out you were just singing.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Foxtrot every Wednesday at 2 p.m. I play music. It's good and or interesting, I hope. That's the music I play. Okay, we just listened to Mac DeMarco's 2019 10-11, You Made the Bed. That comes from the new album he released, earlier this week or last week. Titled One Wayne G, that is unfortunately 199 songs long. So I can't say I've listened to all of it. I mean, it just kind of seems like a bunch of demos that for some reason he's calling an album. I don't understand why he's doing this, especially when it's 199 songs. Whatever. I mean, it's just kind of I saw a tweet compare it to Animal Crossing music, and I think that makes a lot of sense because you just kind of walk around with it in your ears, and it's just kind of these dry drum beats and this kind of easy synth melodies the whole time. I don't know, it's enjoyable. I'm not gonna listen to it for its artistic merit and just really dive into it, but it's a nice little thing to give into the background, I guess. But this track I appreciated when I heard it, You Made the Bed. I think it's just kind, it's kind of a relaxing one. And yeah, I guess shout out to that 199 song album. Okay, well, I got some fun music to play today. I, for one, think it'll be a ball, and I hope you guys do too. And yeah, I don't really have much else to say in terms of this intro. I'm just excited to listen to some tunes, and I'm sure y'all are as well. So, excuse me, without further ado, here is Frank Zappa.
Dog track.
mother and all her friends. Chalk lines around my body like the shoreline of a lake. Your laughter made me nervous. It made your body shake too hard. Now there's a lot of things that I'm gonna miss, like thunder down country and the way water drips. When you're running for the door in the rain, read the metro section, read the metro section, read the metro section, see my name. No, I didn't really wanna die, I only wanted to die in your eyes. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less than this. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less than this.
Thank you. I curse the day I rue the night I'm blessed as hell, but sometimes I forget, so I come here to steal my heart and mind. They throw stones, I skip them, the hero turned villain. See what I've become, and see what I'm becoming. There comes the crown of thorns, God, it's always something. Curse the day I rue the night I'm blessed as hell, but sometimes I forget, so I come here to steal my heart and mind. Steal my heart, I'll make you a mother. If I die, know that I loved you. Sweat and blood now, they are coming on my own. Wow, it's always something. Curse the day I rue the night I'm blessed as hell, but sometimes I forget, so I come here to steal my heart and mind. Sometimes I forget, so I come here to steal my heart and
okay, we just listened to Gethsemane by John Roseborough. Just before that was Nothing's Free by Angel Olsen. Just before that was How to Rent a Room by Silver Jews. And just before that was The Closer You Are by Frank Zappa. The Closer You Are by Frank Zappa, I don't know. I think it's just a quaint little song. It almost kind of, like, it reminds me of The Muppets in a way. Or just like any puppet slash animatronic, like, animal for a thing. Like, it feels like you're on a Disney ride, but something about it is so endearing. It was like, it wasn't like Spotify, it just was like, listen to this. And I don't know why they thought that was my vibe, but who am I to discredit the coming together of several voices in a Muppet like way? Like, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like my place to judge. And I actually enjoyed the song. I think it's endearing, like, as I said. And yeah, music is fun when you don't take it so seriously. How to Rent a Room by Silver Jews. Shout out to Silver Jews. RIP David Berman. That is the opening track off of their album, The Natural Bridge. That is a heck of a way to start an album in terms of just like an opening line. And I know they're really good about that. I think it's like, what is it, American Water? Is that the name of their famous album, American Water? I'm going to fact check myself. Yeah, American Water has a pretty famous opening line too. But I think this one gives it a run for its money. It's just a great Silver Jews song. Just excellent songwriting. His voice, I don't know. I think as like kind of dry is the wrong word. That's all I'm going to use. I think it's pretty unique in it. I think for a lot of it really only works for his writing. Like, I can't imagine him singing anything else, which I'm sure he sung other things, and I'm sure he would prove me wrong. with those recordings. But I don't know. His voice just really works with his style of writing. I'm a fan. Shout out to Silver Juice. And again, rest in peace, David Berman. Nothing's Free by Angel Olsen. That came off of the EP she released, like, what, last Friday, I think? Forever Means. These tracks, if I'm correctly informed, are just kind of leftovers, I think, from the album she released last year, Big Time. But this song, I do not understand why she did not put this one on the album. This song is insane. The saxophone in this? Oh my god, it is so good. It is so good. I like, oh my, when I heard that saxophone for the first time, I was like, wait a minute. This is incredible. Because it is, the keyboard goes with it so well. Oh my god. I do not understand how she did not put that on that album. Especially because that album, I feel like, kind of like blends together a little bit. Don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful album. But I think it really tends just to kind of gel together. And if she included this song, oh my god. Oh my god, it would have sounded so good. It would have sounded so good. I'm getting really worked out about that. Shout out to Angel Olsen. I've been really on an Angel Olsen kick recently. I'm sure you all, the longtime Foxtrot listeners, have been aware of the Angel Olsen kick that I've been on. But this song is fantastic. Shout out to Miss Olsen. Finally, Gethsemane by John Roseboro. This is another kind of a newer song. I think this album was released in 2022, in like November or something. John Roseboro, I didn't know who he was until like 2 weeks ago. He's really cool. I saw that he released a Waters of March cover, and I'm a big fan of that song, so I listened to it, and I listened to his other music, and it's great. It is so good. I think he's like Haitian-American, I think, and, I don't know, I think just his songs are very cool. I think he talks about doing, like, bossa nova, I think is what he likes to, I mean, but this song that we just listened to is not really bossa nova, the bells in it are so good. I love the build of the instrumentals as it keeps going, and so this song comes off the album, as I said, it's new, November 2022, titled Johnny. I heavily recommend you check it out. The whole album is great. I love the whole album, but I think this is my favorite track from it, and it's not super, like, well known, I think. So I don't know, no recommendation of the day is go check out Johnny by John Roseboro for the whole album. It's great. He's got a great voice. I love the instrumentals, as I said before. And, check it out. It rocks. You won't regret it. Okay, I got more music to play. I hope you've been enjoying the tunes. I'm kind of talking less a little bit today. Well, obviously, I just talked a lot there, but in terms of quantity, I think the amount of times I'm going to talk. And I'm going to keep that going so we can get to all the music. And, sit back, relax, and open your ears and let the music flow within you. Okay, goodbye.
On my lap on the buffalo grass, the clouds are moving fast. Sippy, tell me what you see. Maybe it's a baby, or maybe it's a cotton mouth swallowing its tail. That one looks like Lady Guadalupe with an airplane in her hair. It's paradise. The sun is just a glow, though shade your eyes. Well, there goes a phoenix with a last light. Baby, it's an omen. Let's fly to Quetzalcoatlus where the fire turns to sand. I've seen them burning statues of the Virgin by the roadside. remember the time you snuck in through the bathroom window and waited for me there, or hidden in the shower for an hour. When I went to fill the tub, I found you wrapped in linens like a ghost. Well, my heart froze, I fainted. Fold me a rose with that holiday napkin on the floor. Payment for your fortune, I predicted. Well, you said bite me, hell no. You're lucky I don't fold you, boy. Right, a liar, with your head upon my lap on the buffalo grass. The clouds are moving fast. Well, Sippy, tell me what you see.
Yeah. don't wanna know where I'm going. Open up a bit, let the rain in. Every little word, all the people. Only worth as much as you made them to be. We'll be right back.
Hello again. I am back. We just listened to Bad Taste Blues Part 3 by Ballpark Music. Just before that was Half As Far by Frico? I don't know. On Jet Lag by none other than Pine Grove, and Para Delilah by Buck Meek. Shout out to Buck Meek. I feel like I've played a lot of him this semester. And he's earned it. Buck Meek has earned my undying respect. That song is really quaint. I think it's the opener of the album. It's from Two Saviors. Good album. Shout out to Buck Meek again. And, yeah. You can't help. I remember, like, walking to class one day listening to that song, and it was, like, particularly sunny out. And I was like, wow. This is what life is all about. So, I think this is my third shout out to Buck Meek. But, yeah. Shout out to Buck Meek. On Jet Lag by Pine Grove. In addition to my Angel Olsen kick, I've been in a Pine Grove kick, which is a terrible development, I think, for me, but it's good. I feel like everything is coming together for me to just have the most heinous of Pine Grove phases. So that's cool. And I don't know, that song's great. It comes from the album Everything So Far. Great album. I've listened to it a lot more recently. Again, that doesn't make me special, but it took me a while, I think, to get around to really appreciating Pine Grove. No, but that song is great. I don't really much else to say about it besides that it's just a good listen. Next up, we listen to Half As Far by Frico. Frico? I think it's Frico, but I really don't know. Who's to say? If you're listening to Frico and or Frico, feel free to put in the DJ chat what way you pronounce it. That song came to me via Spotify's AI DJ. So, shout out to X, I guess. I don't really listen to it that much, but I think it's funny when he says band names. But, you know, that song's really good, though. And, again, just good instrumentals. Again, I wish I had more to say about those songs, but just other than that, they're a good listen. And I hope you agree with me there, because I know for one that I agree with myself. And then finally, Bad Taste Blues Part 3 by Ballpark Music. Just like a typical great pop song. Like, I don't know. The chorus is super catchy. You listen to that and you're like, yeah, it does gotta be there. I don't think I was correct grammar, but that's the chorus. So, I don't know. Not much to say. I don't know much about Ballpark Music or if there's a Bad Taste Blues Part 1 and 2. All I know is that that is a song that exists and it's good. Speaking of things that exist and things that are good and the way the water flows and the way that the tide ebbs and the way that people are constantly looking around and seeing things, some things also, in addition to being seen, need to be said publicly for the service of everybody. So, Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to play in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile walk, mostly along the Mystic River, and a further mile up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all kinds of her trees, grass, ducks, geese, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, and even turtles. Improve your physical and mental health. They're all free for you to enjoy along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And you know what? Speaking of WMFO and all of the great things they do here, if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Yeah, that's right. Donate if you can. I'm not going to force you. Okay. So the timing here is going to be a little wonky. I'm trying to think about it before I play a song. Okay, we're going to listen to two songs and it's going to be really quick. Well, it's not going to be quick, but hopefully I can say anything before I go. Okay, goodbye.
despite the brick walls, the ceiling up here, I'm freer than the bird. We soar above the broken arch, the train line in Seaforth. We sit and watch the planet die in up above. We sit and smile without concern. Now walk through shop centers together. Our love dissolves this universe. I see you, my same eyes.
You're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. I only get to pause an internal amount once more. This is my last endless pause. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. Very dramatic, Nancy. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, but you're wasting my time. Our records all show you're filthy but fine. Oh,
gathered your stars. When you opened the doors to those cops who were born when they ran out of crime. New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing. Your mouth. A king, in all the boring glare, and I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars, I once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. I love you, but you're freaking me out. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're Jesus, where do I start? Though you fill the one pool where I'd happily drown. Oh, take me off your mailing list for kids who think it still exists. Yeah, for those who think it still exists.
Okay, we just listened to New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down, live at Madison Square Garden by LCD Sound System. And just before that, we listened to the new King Krewel, titled Seaforth, that I think he released 2 weeks ago. Okay, that's about it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed. This has been Foxtrot. If you want to listen to more, just come every Wednesday at 2 p.m. It's a ball. Everyone is more than welcome to tune in. Okay, I'm going to close this out with some MGMT, I Found a Whistle. After that, stick around, listen to the voicemobile from 5 to 7. It should be a good time. And without further ado, this is Noah, and you're listening to 9.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And have a great rest of your day and week. All right.